Okay. Finally got something queued up besides the droney Sonic Youth. And looks like it's going to be Hackensack by a ad hoc group called Eugene von Beethoven, which is, I think, most of the members are Camper von Beethoven and Eugene Chaborn together. So we're going to hear a jazz classic redone, and from there, whence we go, I don't know. But there should be a lot of mixing in diverse music, especially in the hard rock, punk, and indie rock veins, as well as hip-hop and experimental. Okay? If that's what you like, we've got 2 hours and 19 minutes of it. All for you.
Hooked up first. Americana of Santa Cruz, California, is featured on the Electric Floor Sweeper.
Now this is very important for many tropical countries, like subtropical countries that undergo what we call a monsoon. look at the bedrock geology. It's very important for finding water. It also can be used by archaeologists, for example, to find a buried city, because the city may show up through the sea.
There's trouble down south. Metal keens through the air. Numbers are falling one by one. The sky fills with blades. Sound falls from above. Smoke rolls through the trees. Secure that sector. Move up the valley and take it out. Look out for wires. Trucks move out. The village burns, silence in the swamps. We hear you guys. Avoid strong light. Stay underground. I'm still there. Movement in the dark. Action's getting. Leaps from his car, eyes glint in the hot, hot sun. Hey guys, where's that plane bound for?
Over the clouds,
clear the way, we're coming through. We hear you guys, avoid strong light. Hey, stay underground. We hear you guys. Strong light, stay underground. Trucks move out, the village burns. Silence in the swamps. Over the hills, shadows float on the grass. Silver wings brush the trees. Over the hills. Children coming home.
No! Don't hit me! I was not!
All for such a warm greeting. This Thanksgiving, Americans are especially thankful for our freedom. And we are especially thankful to you, the people who keep us free. Every one of you is dedicated to sitting in a Taliban jail. America appreciates that sacrifice, and I make a promise in return. Across the world and across the years, we will fight these evil ones for the cause of fascism. I want to thank the governors, Governor Paul Patton, Governor Don Sundquist. They have no conscience. The senators who are here with us, they have no mercy. They're in our prayers this Thanksgiving. And we are especially thankful for the terrorists. I will always remember this as the day I ate turkey in a war against terror and evil. Piece by piece, under Taliban control. America has a message for the nations of the world. Make no mistake about it, we will win. I spoke clearly about our nation's policy, and that is we're going to slit throats of women on airplanes in order to achieve an objective that is beyond comprehension.
Hit me!
Don't ask me why, but I was walking down the streets of Fairfax, California, and I saw this flyer hanging on a telephone pole, and it said, "Can God fill peace?"
There's not a minute to spare.
Now, I was campaigning in Chicago.
There's not a minute to spare.
And somebody asked me, is there ever any time where the budget might have to go into deficit? I said, only if we were at war or had a national emergency or in recession. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
There's not a minute to spare.
So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
There's not a minute to spare. There's not a minute to spare.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
There's not a minute to spare.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town.
Somebody floats a rumor and then it causes you to ask a question.
Because people have got to know.
There's not a minute to spare.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world.
There's an old saying in Tennessee.
There's not a minute to spare.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
There's not a minute to spare.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
There's not a minute to spare.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
There's not a minute to spare.
So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. So get up and get down. 911 is joking your town. So get up and get down.
It fooled me, can't get fooled again.
There's not a minute to spare.
Because people have got to know.
There's not a minute to spare.
It fooled me, can't get fooled again.
There's not a minute to spare.
Because people have got to know.
There's not a minute to spare.
I'm not the youngest candidate in this race. You know that. I'm older than Frankenstein. I've got a few scars, and I'm older than dirt. And I've got more scars than Frankenstein. Screwed up that line. But I've been around.
We should be able to deliver bottles
hot water to dehydrated babies.
I don't bad luck. It's
a very hard struggle, particularly given the situation on the Iraq-Pakistan border.
No peace at all. America's gift to the world. The American people.
Sudan. Sure, Sudan.
And confident to be dispirited.
I'm a spirit.
I'm a proud
and mass murderer. Any world of chaos and constant alarm. No peace at all. America's gift to the world.
And that's not changed.
The American people.
Oil supplies to the Republic of Czechoslovakia. Excuse me.
We know that God is not neutral.
Return us.
To do.
Yeah. and make sure you pinpoint those readings on the
room. John Bolton's been asked questions about
heading 10 degrees above.
It's hot. August 8th.
Cutting reactor.
Questions about
what are we doing? Hit it again, Pat.
Reactor on.
Are we picking it up fast enough, Pat?
About how he handles his business by members of the United States Senate. He's been asked a lot of questions, and he's given very good answers.
Pat, give me a reading. Pat, you hear me? Give me a reading.
89.4.
That's the end of our call. I hope we make it.
Teddy.
John Bolton is a seasoned diplomat.
Teddy. Just a bit more, old Ironside. There.
We've been serving our country for 20 years.
Well, we've made it.
Good.
He has been confirmed by the United States Senate 4 times. He's been up before the Senate.
Hey, what are we all so happy about? We're right in the middle of nowhere.
Nothing,
James. John Bolton's a blunt guy.
Yes, look at that deal with a fool. What a break.
Central Washington.
So near and yet so far.
Issue of,
Uncle John! Something is happening to the air!
Issue of, seemed like to me.
Getting stuck in here.
I know, Billy, it'll be as decorative.
The UN needs reform.
Glenn, where are you? What are you up to?
Let me ask you something. You think the United Nations is important?
I learned a lot. I'm a history major at Yale. I learned a lot of good history there. I love history, but most importantly, I learned a lot of great friends.
Pat, don't let go now. Pat!
I like to talk about me. And I'm glad others are talking about me.
It's only America that a guy like him even find work.
I feel stronger. I
The Bob Jones policy on interracial dating, I spoke out against that. No, I spoke out against interracial dating. I mean, I support, you know, the policy of interracial dating.
Why should ownership be confined only to rich people?
Around our nation's capital, there's a freeway 8 lanes wide. Like concrete ringed around the city for those who want inside. Get on, get off, ignore everything to the sides. In your midst, I drive while homeboys in the back of the van. Drugs.
here and write out your questions so that you can put them to me.
The drums of war.
That's why you have military to fight.
And the job of leadership is to prepare them for it. It wouldn't take nearly as many troops as it would last time.
Now, if they come up with some solution, is that in our national interest?
Getting rid of Saddam.
At Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!, we dance to a different drummer.
of this empire. You put the lights on, baby, things were looking dim. Well, I'm not American yet, but what a state I'm in. Because, yeah, everything's groovy, baby. Everything's groovy, baby, now. Tomorrow's my groovy. Tomorrow's my groovy. Everything's groovy, baby. Everything's groovy, baby, now. Tomorrow's my groovy. Tomorrow's my groovy. Now I know that life is such a tangled web to weave.
And we have an ex together that you would never leave.
We were up and down and up and down, like a bird high in a tree. Everything's groovy, baby. Everything's groovy, baby. Now, 10 miles high, groovy. The 10 miles high, groovy. Everything's groovy, baby. Everything's groovy, baby. Now, 10 miles high, groovy. The 10 miles high, groovy. Could give no more.
You threw away the part of me.
You walked toward the door. And things were sweet, though it was difficult to tell.
I was up in heaven, but you plunged me into hell. Things now, everything's grooving, baby. Everything's grooving, baby. Now,
my time I'm falling. Everything's groovy, baby. Everything's groovy, baby. Tomorrow's my groovy. Tomorrow's my groovy. So groovy. So groovy. So groovy. Could I love you with no money in your pocket? You promised me the stars, but you ain't got a rocket. You turned the lights on, baby, things were looking dim. Well, I'm not American yet, but wanna stay out there.
Because now,
everything's groovy, baby. Everything's groovy, baby, now. 10 miles high, I'm falling. The 10 miles high, I'm falling.
Everything's moving, baby.
Everything's moving, baby.
10 miles high, I'm falling.
And that was a little music from Gay Bikers on Acid. A band that I'd forgotten all about, and I rediscovered through a track listing on my cassette and went to the library. On vinyl, Everything's Groovy. From 1987. Before that, the Proletariat did Events Repeat from the Soma Holiday album. Allen Ginsberg did Hoom Bomb from the album The Lion for Real. Before that, Jello Biafra and DOA, and a behemoth called Full Metal Jackoff. Before that, Richard Lloyd with Fire Engine, a cover of a Rocky Erickson tune from the album When the Pyramid Meets the Eye. cover of a 13th Floor Elevators tune, I do believe. Rocky was in that band. Tall Dwarves did The Brain That Wouldn't Die. They're a band from the 80s out of New Zealand. Two things from Big Black before that. We heard Kerosene, and before that, Big Money from the Atomizer album. Had a Circumstantial Happenstance before that, mixed with Frank Zappa's Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance, and you heard a little bit of John McCain in there, I think. GWB did Trifecta. Before that, a band called Schedule did Clean Air Burns from the Allied Recordings Music for the Proletariat compilation. Black Sun Ensemble did Celestial Cornerstone from Tragic Magic. Before that, we had a Circumstantial Happenstance with GWB and Illegal ID. Minimal Compact did Deadly Weapons. Before that, the Blues Magoos from the 60s Ain't Got Nothing Yet. The Mekons did Trouble Down South. Artillerymen on the Hoot before that. And we started with two from Eugene Von Beethoven, Hackensack, The Rake Medley, and Born on the Bayou, 40 Acres, Clone Mule, right here on the radio.